This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Farmers from across the country have thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold decision in trade agreements despite foreign pressure. A large gathering of farmer organization leaders and cultivators met with Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday to express gratitude and support for government's decisive action to protect the farmers' interests. National President of the Indian Farmer Chaudhary Charan Singh Organization, Dharmendra Chaudhary, said that Prime Minister Modi's decision will not only provide relief to millions of food providers, but also bolster the self-reliance of the nation's agriculture and rural sectors.
हर किसान का दिल खुश हो गया जब देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा कि मैं देश के किसानों मछुआरों और जो भी इस टीटी में शामिल जो सेक्टर हैं पशुपालक हैं पोल्ट्री के किसान हैं मैं किसी भी किसान के हितों से समझौता नहीं करूंगा.
The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day on the 15th of August with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hoisted the national flag at his residence as part of this campaign. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the national flag and urged the people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
Apne ghar bhi tiranga fehraye. आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है. आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं? नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं. झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा. इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए.
In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched the three-day Har Ghar Tiranga campaign from his official residence in Lucknow today. To ensure foolproof security on Independence Day, Delhi Police has made elaborate security arrangements. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on all its lines to facilitate the general public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable is underway in New Delhi. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnaw and Piyush Goyal are attending the roundtable. The ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore Gam King Yong and the Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo, are also participating in the meeting. External Affairs Ministry said that the ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai today said the Supreme Court will look into the issue of relocation of stray dogs in Delhi NCR. The observation came from the Apex Court after a lawyer mentioned a plea on the sterilization and vaccination of community dogs in Delhi and referred to a 2024 Apex Court order passed by Justice J.K. Maheshwari-led bench that barred the killing of stray animals and emphasized compassion towards all living beings as an enshrined constitutional value. The CJI was referring to the verdict delivered on Monday by a bench of Justices J.P. Vardiwala and R. Mahadevan, which directed municipal bodies across Delhi NCR to immediately capture all stray dogs and relocate them to shelters. The IMD has issued red collar warning for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh and parts of Northeast India. Due to the swelling of major rivers in Bihar, including the Ganga, Gandak, Son, Kosi, Mahanand and Bagmati, over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of the state have been affected by floods. Bhagalpur, Munger, Begusarai, Vaishali, Bhojpur, Khagadia and Patna districts are among the worst affected districts due to flood. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a warning of heavy rain for tomorrow in the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.